This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Colorado Senate takes up the state's annual budget bill today. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
The nearly $40 billion budget funds everything from schools to health care. The Joint Budget Committee crafts a balanced spending plan, and then lawmakers get a chance to offer amendments. Democratic Senate President Steve Fenberg says while his party holds the majority, the budget was crafted through a collaborative process with the Republicans on the committee.
And I think that's important. The more we can remove politics and just sort of talk about the budget as a priority document for the state, the better.
The Senate will debate it this week. It would set aside $30 million for any new programs and spending lawmakers approved this year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado families will have to wait another month to find out what preschool their children can attend for free. The state plans to send out matching results on April 26th as it prepares for the start of its new universal pre-K program. More than 29,000 families have applied so far. Colorado's fledgling program will provide 10 to 15 hours of childcare a week, though kids can qualify for more in some circumstances. Elk and deer are struggling to find food under a record amount of Colorado snow this winter. Rachel Gonzalez with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says that's leading to a winter die-off.
It's sad right now. And, you know, it feels like there's a lot of death. Again, there's that silver lining. You know, we're getting much needed moisture that we haven't seen in quite a while.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife say the die-off could also lead to significant cuts to fall hunting licenses. Elk licenses in the Moffat County region are among the most coveted in all of Colorado. This is CPR and KRCC. Today's a mostly sunny day across much of Colorado, a little breezy.